Bert Johnson on this program said that he has never seen a situation where an emergency financial manager worked and that people from outside the Detroit area were going to be brought in to deal with this and not giving Detroit a say. How would you respond to that?
Well, it's first of all, the idea that people from outside Detroit would be brought in and they wouldn't have any say in it, that's obviously not true. We know that now. Bert wouldn't have known that then because the process hadn't even started. But there were appointments made yesterday, most of them Detroiters, for the official review of Detroit finances, which is part of the emergency manager law. But beyond that, I'll say that what Senator Johnson said regarding the overall law that was passed, that it had never worked in the past, that's exactly why we had to change it. I mean, it was the old law that didn't work. It didn't work very well. It was a lot of responsibility without any authority at all. And so that's the exact reason. The reason that he cited is the reason why it had to change. And it's the results we've seen so far have been very good. We've been very pleased with the way that the areas that are under this particular statute, and there's just a few of them in the state, but the way that reforms and budget balancing measures have been taken.
So the review team is going to take some time, look at the books, talk to people, and go to the governor with their findings.
That's right. And that review team includes several people that I think are highly respected and well-regarded in the city of Detroit, people that know Detroit, that live in Detroit, that understand Detroit, and folks that have the best interest of that city in mind. And really, that's where our heart is, too.
Are they paid to be on that review team?
No, this is something that they take on as a matter of a matter of civic responsibility.
All right, we've got a few more questions for Michigan Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. I had Republican State Representative Paul Opsomer on the program this morning. We were talking about the bridge, and when I had the governor on the program just before Christmas, he had mentioned to me that no matter how long it takes, that the only monies to go back to pay Canada for whatever it takes for us to build that bridge from Detroit to Windsor would come from the toll roads, and if it took longer than the anticipated 10 years or whatever, that's how the bridge is going to pay for itself. Now, Representative Opsomer believes that he and a lot of other folks don't believe that he believes that sometime after that bridge was built, the legislators would come back and ask for money to pay off that debt. Can you kind of set the record straight from your perspective?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a bizarre position that people have taken on that. It's not like it's a complicated scenario. It'd be like, let's say you take out a loan and you're going to use that loan to build a house. And you went out and you bought a house, built a house, and now you live in it, and maybe in the future you had enough money to pay your loan payment, or maybe you didn't. But that's your responsibility. That's your problem. The same deal with Canada. If Canada wants to go pay for improvements on a bridge and that bridge pays them back, that's great. Godspeed to them. If it doesn't, it's not our problem. It's Canada's money. So why Representative Opsomer or any other person would believe that Michigan legislature of the present or the future would just say, hey, you know what? The Canadians made a bad investment. Let's just send them a boatload of money. I mean, why on earth would we do that? It's a bizarre position.
All right. So, well, as we go forward to 2012, at the top of the agenda, I would imagine the bridge is there. How are you going to change minds?
Well, we are a very persistent group of people in this administration, relentlessly positive in the action that we take. And that will definitely apply to the bridge. I mean, when it comes to the issue itself, we had other things that we placed at higher priority during the first year, budget tax reform being two parts, which is why we didn't even really get started on the bridge until after summer. And so even though the issue's been around in the news for a while and the campaign ads attacking it have been around for a while, that our work on it didn't start until the fall. So we've got a lot more to do, and we believe that the critical mass will be there to get that project done.
All right. And what else will be at the top of the agenda for 2012?
Well, starting out pretty early will be personal property tax reform. And this is an area, one of the areas that makes us an outlier on industrial investment. We've got such a good thing going right now with advanced manufacturing that this is an area we think could make a big difference. We've got some campaign finance reform ideas coming up along with some corrections reforms and public safety issues and continued work on urban initiatives. And then just day-to-day management of state government. There's a lot of improvements that can be made there, and we're going to build on the success of the 2011.
Well, we're talking with Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly, who has a child with autism, and Michigan lawmakers are going to try again to pass legislation related to that. Tell us where we stand with that, and I know that you're a big supporter of it.
I think we're getting pretty close to finding a solution that works for a lot of the parties involved. And this has been a long process, about a 4 or 5 year process of working on this legislation, trying to find that common ground. And we've worked with legislative leadership, particularly in the Senate, over the course of the last several months in trying to find a way to make sure that autism therapies are available to the 15,000 kids that are living with autism today. And we believe it could be huge in saving money over the long term for the state. That the cost of our lack of coverage is an extra $13 billion a year. And that's something that we can avoid, be a big win for the taxpayers, but also, more importantly, be a big win for the people living with autism, that they could have a future of an independent life.
Brian Kelly is the Michigan Lieutenant Governor. Thanks so much for your time. Happy New Year.
Anytime, Tony. Great to talk to you.